From NPR News, this is Day to Day. When we're at the supermarket, a lot of us check to see if the meat we buy is free range or organic, or if it's chicken, antibiotic free. Well, one of the largest poultry companies, Tyson, has been told by the federal government it can no longer claim that its chicken is free of antibiotics. Amy Scott joins us now from Marketplace. And Amy, what happened here?
Well, back in May, Tyson got the nod from the USDA, the Department of Agriculture, to sell chicken carrying a label that says raised without antibiotics. You know, more and more people are concerned these days about drug-resistant bacteria, which is said to be worsened by the use of antibiotics in food. And Tyson was responding to that demand. But a few weeks ago, the USDA changed its mind. The agency decided that it had overlooked an additive that Tyson uses in its chicken feed to prevent an intestinal illness. The medicine is called an ionophore, and the USDA says it's an antibiotic. Tyson says, no, it's an antimicrobial. Either way, the government has given Tyson till late next month to change the label or stop using the additive.
Confusing, but so what is Tyson planning to do?
Well, the company says it's submitted a revised label saying that no ingredients have been used that could create antibiotic resistance in humans, which is the major concern that customers have. More complicated, but perhaps more accurate. And, you know, it might be a compromise that Tyson has to make. I spoke with food industry consultant Len Steiner, who works with a lot of restaurants that buy poultry. And he says Tyson has a lot riding on this campaign.
They spent a great deal of advertising dollars and time and effort in developing this, and if they can't deliver, then it's money that's, burned, basically.
Tyson's reportedly spending $70 million on advertising this product, so they're not going to back down easily. And, you know, they do say that the food is still safe. This drug does not pass from the intestine into the meat, so they think they shouldn't have to make a major change.
So what other options do customers have? Are there other companies that supply chicken without antibiotics?
There are smaller ones, but Tyson is by far the largest company yet to make this claim. And, you know, anyone who's been shopping for an antibiotic-free turkey for Thanksgiving knows you can pay a lot more. Before Tyson came along with its antibiotic-free chicken, Len Steiner says his customers were paying as much as a dollar more for a breast of chicken. But because Tyson makes so much of it, that premium came down. And one thing that might happen if Tyson doesn't resolve this quickly is that those prices could go back up.
Thank you, Amy. That's Amy Scott of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace, and that's produced by American Public Media.